We always enjoy our visit with Brian Fitzsimmons here at Nutrien. It's always entertaining and find out what we can talk about every time. And, you know, you mentioned a little bit, and we said, well, it's not really Ag Safety Week, but Ag Safety is important, especially this time of year, because there are a lot of farmers on the road, a lot of equipment on the road this day and time. In fact, just last week, there was an accident that somebody not paying attention. It seemed like farmers were doing things right, hit a trailing vehicle behind them, and somebody ran in the back of the vehicle. Thank goodness, because it could have been a lot worse. But it's important to remember farm safety all year long.
It is, and it's something that just is overlooked. Mm-hmm. We take a lot of things for granted, not just the people on the farm, and we're guilty of doing that too, but just, you know, people, everyday normal civilians that aren't involved in agriculture don't think about all the steps required when you're meeting a piece of farm equipment or coming up behind a piece of farm equipment, or and what that farm families go through on a daily basis of living there and dealing with those things. I mean, because I don't know if the statistic, Alan, but I've seemed like I've read that, you know, agriculture is one of the most dangerous professions a person could have, so it's something that's always at the forefront of conversations and just thought processes of being safe every single day. We do the same thing here at Nutrien.
Have to. And when your guys head out, and I mean, they have to be safe and have to do things safely on the road and when they get to the field too.
They do. And we've got checklists that we go through every time a semi leaves a lot or a load of chemical, and farmers do the same things. I mean, if you're crazy to think if these guys are here just a week, 10 days maybe from planting beans or corn, it's crazy to think about, as cold as it was this morning, but yeah. They're double checking and triple checking their equipment and making sure it's ready to go and servicing it and, you know, keeping up with the maintenance and just, like I said, going over everything one more time so when they can go to the field, they can go hopefully without a hitch, and everything clicks right along and we can start feeding America again.
I was going to ask you, what really are you guys up to now? What do you get helping farmers get ready to do right now this time of year?
So a couple crops going on. We got wheat obviously growing in the field, and if you've noticed, it's turned very pretty green just in the last week, 10 days, and that's because the first shot of nitrogen was applied here in the last 30 days, ultimately, for some folks, and doing a wheat herbicide application right now, doing some corn burn down, some soybean burn down, actually already started burning down for some tobacco patches, the guys that are on the front end of that, and you know, there's some folks out here desiccating their cover crops and just getting ready to start planting. The spring planting season is just right around the corner. And here it won't be long, we'll be putting a second shot of nitrogen on the wheat. And so, yeah, a lot going on, and delivering seed and delivering chemicals and just busy.